Howdy, neighbors, and welcome to an audio version of our Thursday recap for the Oklahoma Youth Expo 2019. We are up to the next to last day of OYE. A busy, busy day today. All four species will be showing: hogs, goats, sheep, and cattle, and all really underway trying to race toward the afternoon to be done in time for the Grand Champion Drive. The scholarships will be handed out about 5:30. Grand Drive following that in that 6 o'clock hour. It could be a little bit of a problem with the steers. Of course, they are in the State Fair Arena where the presentations will be made and the Grand Drive will be happening. So there'll have to be a little bit of time of turnaround at the end of the steer show to getting set up for the actual Grand Drive and the scholarship presentation. This moment, they should be able to make it, but it may be a little on the tight side given how long the steer show went last night. It went well into the evening hours for the day one of the Market Steer Show at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Couple of things we wanted to share with you from an audio point of view. One, word that we got this morning a little bit after 8 o'clock from the state veterinarian, Dr. Rod Hall, writing that there is PED, confirming PED virus on the fairgrounds. He says, be aware, there's been a diagnosis of PED virus at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Several pigs have become ill. We assume that most pigs that were at the show or are there now have been exposed. So that means we're talking about several thousand head of hogs that have likely been exposed. PED is not a human health risk. Pork products from exposed swine are safe for consumption when properly prepared. The disease causes a transient illness in feeder pigs and in mature swine. In baby pigs, it can cause up to 100% mortality. It's very contagious, can be transmitted easily on fomites. If you have clients, friends, or other stakeholders who have pigs, let them know. If they've been to the OYE, they should take extreme biosecurity measures to prevent introducing the disease into their pigs at home, especially if they have sows that have farrowed or are due to farrow. Please remain vigilant in looking for foreign animal diseases as well. He says that most pigs older than 8 weeks of age recover from PED, but a couple of the other diseases that are out there, African swine fever, of course, in China and other parts of the world, and then classical swine fever could also be mistaken for PED. But if you've got those two diseases, African swine fever, classical swine fever, your animals are not going to recover from them. He says, as always, check with your veterinarian if you've got questions. Check with the state veterinary's office if you've got questions as well. PED virus apparently at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Last night was one of those OMG kind of moments for the Youth Expo at the Night of Stars gilt sale. Did see some gilts that had the scours and kind of wondered what was going on there. But most certainly that didn't stop from having a record-breaking event for the Night of Stars. We shared this view of that with our listeners on our Coffeeville affiliate for all of northeastern Oklahoma. Thought you might enjoy our comments regarding last night's Night of Stars. It was not just the records were broken last night at the Night of Stars gilt sale. They were obliterated, my friends. We're talking about total for the 115 gilts that were sold, $545,000. That is way above any number ever before for the gilts. In fact, in talking with Tyler Norvell, executive director of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, the last couple of years came in around the $400,000 mark, and that had been considered kind of the standard. So going over $100,000 more than that, one of those OMG kind of moments. And history was also made by an individual gilt at the Night of Stars as the highest selling Poland China gilt anywhere in breed history was sold last night at the Night of Stars in the middle of the evening. It was lot number 72, so about 3/4 of the way through the sale, you had this fifth highest placed Poland shown by Hadley Cooper, Amber Pocasa FFA, sold for $40,000. Most money ever paid for a Poland China gilt anywhere, period. And it was the most money ever paid for a gilt at the Night of Stars at the Oklahoma Youth Expo ever, period. record-setting evening for that particular guild. Like we say, way down in the sale order, clearly the folks that were paying the money, they thought a lot more highly of her than the judges did during the selection process following the Purebred Show at OYE. Quick reminder, what is going on today? It's all about the market shows, all four species showing, headed toward the Grand Drive this evening. And before that, the scholarship presentations, about 150 scholarships be handed out, $300,000 worth of monies being committed to the education of young people that have been involved with the OYE. One other thing that we do plan to be around for is the kissing of the pig. Will it be Roy Lee? Will it be Rose or someone else? Looks like those are the two contenders right now. Roy Lee expressed some confidence that some late money would be coming in to bolster his efforts to go out and kiss that pig this afternoon to aid in the fight with Rusty in his battle against cancer. That's all of our time right now. We'll see you along the way, hopefully at tonight or tomorrow activities with the Youth Expo. I'm Ron Hayes.